This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the old trailblazer, pastor here at Radio Missions, coming out again at this time, bringing you another old-time, old-fashioned gospel message from God's Word. And we have folks write me and say, Pastor, why do you call yourself old-fashioned? We sang a song here, The Old-Fashioned Way, and we sang it last Sunday at our worship hour, and it tells why. Because we're old-fashioned. We're not modern by any stretch of the imagination. We preach the raw, unadulterated Word of God as it is, not the watered-down gospel, not the watered-down version that you hear now on the television, the televangelists and these big high-rolling preachers with all those things and on television, preachers and all, and they've gotten away from the gospel. They just bring you a soothing syrup. That's all it is. But the old trailblazers are staying with thus saith the Lord. And we're happy to be back with you. If you have your Bibles, open them there to the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And we'll begin at this time in the 24th verse. We're still talking about the faith. Faith by faith Moses. By faith Moses. And we like to speak of it as Moses' faith. But that isn't the way the scriptures read. It says by faith Moses. The first thing it means there is that faith. That faith was given to Moses. Now you know it's grace to know the Lord, my friend. The old trailblazer often tells you how gracious it is to know the Lord. And oftentimes there's pressure brought to bear indirectly against the old trailblazer to take the sharp edge off the gospel. We have folks write us and say, tone down the message, trailblazer. And then Satan sits in my little studio here with me on my shoulder, and he says, tone down the message, trailblazer. You're going to run off your good givers. You're going to run off those folks that support the broadcast. Well, my friend, if the Lord allows that, you just have to go on. But listen, it isn't the way that the scripture read. It says by faith, Moses. But now, I can't cut down, my friend. Oh, no, I can't do it. We often tell you that we can die, but we can't compromise. That's where I take my stand in no uncertain time, because we find by faith Moses. Listen now, that 24th verse, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, what does that mean, when he got grown, refused to be called a son of Pharaoh's daughter. He lived there in the courts of Pharaoh for those 40 years. It says, choosing, the 25th verse, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Is that your aim, my friend? Had you rather suffer affliction as a child of God or just join the world and be out there with all of the that's going on? Oh, my friend, I don't want to get started on that at this time. What's going on in this world, all of the abomination, the same-sex marriages and those things that are coming on the scene now, an abomination. And it says, esteeming the approach of Christ. That's what we do. Greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of reward. The 27th verse says, by faith he forsook Egypt. Every individual who ever gets saved forsakes the world. The Bible says, forsake the world. And he says, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. He knew that the Lord would take care of him. And then we take up that 24th verse and 25th verse last week, but let's look at the 26th verse in this study and the 27th. We'll go into the 27th also. The 26th verse says, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. In these studies that we've done in the past, we found and saw the power of faith in an individual to rise above the honors and the riches and pleasures of the world. Now, how can a man or a woman rise above those things? Only by faith. He refused all of the honors, being the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Don't you know, let's just take a moment there. Don't you know he was a very popular young man? The daughter, Pharaoh's grandson. Oh, my friend, he was the apple of the eye around there. He was Pharaoh's daughter's son. She had plucked him out of the River Nile there in that little boat that his mother and father had made. And one of his sisters was watching him there in the water. And when Pharaoh's daughter came there with her little group to bathe that morning, they heard this baby crying. And they plucked him out of the water. And his sister there said, would you want me to go get a Hebrew nurse for him? Oh, my friend, the providence of God, the old trailblazer, is so high on the providence of God. Everything we do is because of the providence of God. Let's look back and at least agree that the providence of God is his own tool that he uses. Where did the Lord find you from? You remember that scripture that says, what dost thou have that thou did not receive? You have a gracious wife and a gracious bunch of children. Where did you get them? The Lord gave them to you. You have a good job. The Lord gave it to you. You have a good home. The Lord gave it to you. Oh, my friend. But listen, how can a man or a woman arise above those things? Only by faith. He refused all the honors being the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose. Listen now, he chose. Mark that down. Old Dr. Copeland used to be here. He said, now get that. He chose to suffer affliction. Are we doing that, my friend? I don't think so. Are you choosing to be afflicted? We have folks that won't even stand up in prayer meeting and say, Pastor, I want to be saved. Pastor, pray for me. I want to be saved. No, they let Satan intimidate them, close their mouth. I tell them they got lockjaw. My friend, if you woke up this morning breathing, you ought to be praising the Lord. That's right. You ought to be just praising the Lord. I told you about a ragamuffin nephew I had one time when he was a baby. He shifted around from pillar to post and went by his grandmother to see her one day, and he was there. And he was about 3 years old, 4 years old. And I said, how you doing, son? He said, I woke up breathing, Uncle Albert. I woke up breathing this morning. Little old tyke woke up breathing. Do you do that, my friend? Do you understand that you woke up breathing? All the Lord has to do to stop your breath. Three heartbeats and you'll be in hell. And then I tell folks, oftentimes in my preaching, the Lord didn't have to save you. Are you saved? You say, well, sure, I'm saved, trailblazer. The Lord didn't have to save you, did he? All he had to do was to withdraw his spirit from you, and you'd have went right slam into hell as straight as a marten is to his gourd. You know what that means? Folks, I'm an old country boy. Folks know that. But when we was kids, we had marten boxes all around our place. And a marten, when he flies into that gourd, into that box, he don't stop on the porch and linger around a little bit. He goes right in that hole. That's right. And that's what you do by grace if the Lord didn't have grace upon you. But listen, he refused. He chose to suffer affliction. He refused. Then you got to choose. You got to choose. He embraced. He esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the pleasures of sin and the wealth of Egypt. You can't even fathom. You and I cannot even fathom the wealth that Egypt, the richest country in the world at that time. The pharaohs were the most powerful people in the world, and they had garnered all the wealth, all of those years of battles and winning wars. Listen, my friend. He esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than those pleasures. What kind of pleasure? Pleasures of sin for a season. He esteemed the reproach, or the offense, we'd say. He esteemed the offense of the cross. Are you offended by the cross, my friend? Are you offended by the gospel? People tell me, well, your message is offensive. Did you know God's word is offensive? It is, my friend. I could preach from now till doomsday and never offend you, and you would go on into hell. But when I bring you, thus saith the Lord, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. I could bring you those verses, leave those verses out, and preach till doomsday, and you wouldn't get saved. The Bible is offensive. It was designed by God to offend you, to make you think. Oh, our preachers, a lot of our preachers say, well, I wouldn't offend Uncle Tom and Aunt Mary down there. They're up and 90 years old, and I wouldn't offend them for nothing by being hard. No, I can't preach no harder than the Bible. And another thing I have folks tell me all the time, you can't preach too hard for me, preacher. You can't. When I saw myself as a sinner, how wicked I was, how I disgraced the Lord, how I sinned against the Holy God, and you tell me all those things, it doesn't offend me because I say amen to it. But listen, my friend, I wish that thing would soak into your heart at this time. That's an old cliche we use here. I wish that would soak in. Just let that soak in a little bit. My beloved, when you walk out of the courts of this world and give up everything and you relinquish your claim on everything, there, that's right. But he that forsaketh not all cannot be my disciple. That's the verse I was looking for a minute ago, Luke 14:33. You holding on to the world? You clinging on to the world? Everything that you think of is your hands are sticking to everything in the world, piling up money, piling up 401k, piling up IRAs, piling up this, piling up that. He that forsaketh not all. I have folks say, well, that's to be a disciple, though. That's the same thing as being saved. He that forsaketh not all cannot be saved. And I've been praying the Lord would take this home to your hearts this morning and to my heart. And the only riches you have now or will ever have are the covenants or the promises of the covenant of grace of a covenant God. That's all you'll ever have. That's all you'll ever have. You come to find out that the world, everything, you yourself belong to the Lord. You belong to the Lord this morning, my friend. Did you know you belong to the Lord? That's right. That's right. I heard the story this man told, evangelist told, that he come down to the end of the service, and they took up a special offering for someone, and this little boy was in the audience, and when they set the plate down, he went up there and stepped into the plate, and he said, I give all I got. I want to know the Lord. I'm just giving my all. Have you ever done that, my friend? Or are you so stingy that you squeak when you walk? Oh, my friend, the Lord hates stinginess and covetousness and all of those things. And I've seen many a friend go out of this life, poor folks, leave a small fortune here, and their children, ungodly children, throw it away in 6 months. I told a fellow one day, storekeeper that had money, and I told him, I said, before your dirt falls in on your coffin, they'll done be spinning. Don't do that, my friend. Leave it to the radio mission. Leave it to the old Trailblazer ministry here, and we'll put it to preaching. Did you know your money can preach for 100 years? If you leave it here, we'll just keep investing it and preaching, preaching the gospel, being true to the souls of men. And my friend, that's the kind of treasure you can lay up in heaven. And when some of you who are helping this broadcast here, your folks may be gone on to be with the Lord, and they left money and they come here and they're still preaching. But I wish you would. I wish you'd think with me, my friend. Oh, I wish we would. I wish we'd think about the souls of men. Are you concerned about your family, your children, your loved ones, my friend? Oh, well, they heard the truth. No. They heard the truth. They heard Pastor Shelton. They heard the Trailblazer. No, if they never turn to the Lord, they'll never be saved. Don't make that mistake, my friend. If they never turn to the Lord, they'll never be saved. Oh, if I could just sit down by your side, drink a cup of hot coffee with you, and eat a piece of apple pie somewhere up there with you, I'd be glad to do it. And tell you what the Lord means to the old Trailblazer. You know, salvation means something, my friend. It is not a decision for Jesus. No, sir. It's not shaking some 90-day wonder preacher's hand because he tells you to. No, sir. Salvation is trusting the Lord. You ever laying everything on the altar by faith, like Moses did. He gave up everything. He walked out of that court there. He didn't go out in a chariot full of glory and a bunch of horses pulling him. He went out as a poor old sinner. That's what he did. That's what he did. Just an old beggar, just like you and me. But I tell you, it's grace to know the Lord. I get wound up sometime and I can't quit, but we have to go. Remember, my mailing address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. At my website, there's where you find out much information, radiomissions.org. And you can go there, you can look around on there, you can find everything about us here. And then write me and hit me with a broadcast if you will, and I appreciate it. Goodbye, and God bless you.